What's your reaction to that, first of all?
Well, firstly, I was shocked to see that a number of police staff felt in that way. And what we need to see from chief constables is clear and decisive action now to root these problems out of their police forces. Kent Police has a very good culture. They do a lot to support their workforce. But I would be very disappointed to hear if anybody in this organisation felt in the way that the respondents to this survey did. I engage regularly with that union and all representatives of police employees such as the Federation and the Superintendents Association, so I'll be seeking answers to what we're doing to root this problem out. But we need the National Police Chiefs Council to act now to root this out nationally.
Do you think there's a problem in Kent?
I think that the survey results for Kent need to be looked at in detail to understand what the issue is. Obviously, people have been given this opportunity to have their say, so I will want to look at those results locally and engage further with the union to see if they want to highlight any particular issues with me. And of course, if there are any instances, I'm confident that our chief constable, who takes his issues extremely seriously, will do all he can to support his staff.
Do you think that more needs to be done, though?
I do generally. I've been funding projects on sexual harassment and sexual assault to make sure that people have the confidence to come forward and report it, but also that we're preventing it from happening in the first place. So I think that there is an issue with sexual harassment in society generally that we need to be addressing, but also it's very important as employers that we root out the issues in our own organisations if we are found to be experiencing them.
And you mentioned sort of you'll obviously be looking into it more. Is there any, can you sort of give any indication of your approach as to what you're going to do?
Well, I'll be looking at the survey results itself, seeking to see if there's any data that's specific to Kent, but I'll be asking the force to look into this information to see if there's any issues locally that we need to be addressing, but it needs to be addressed nationally as well so that we can make sure that we're protecting our very important police staff members from harassment.